Today is Monday, November 11th, 2019, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. Let's go ahead and get started. So, how is everyone? So, on Twitter, I may or may not have said on Twitter that I didn't like communal tables. So I wanted to tell the story of the communal table. So on Saturday, Mark and I always do restaurant of the week every week. And I think you guys are familiar with that. We do a different restaurant every single week. Yes, we do, Adam. And it was his week. And he really likes ramen. And we had a new ramen place open up. And so he's like, okay, we're going to go do this new ramen place. And we have this place in Bentonville called 8th Street Market. And it's just a big, they have a culinary school, which is really weird. I don't know why we have a culinary school here. But anyway, they have a culinary school. And then they also have a bunch of restaurants. And they have a big area for food trucks. So they have restaurants, they have food trucks, they have a food court, they have a culinary school. Like it's, I don't know, I bet they have 10 different restaurants and then 5 or 6 food trucks that park there every day. And I don't know, it's just like this big food place. And they have Mexican, they have like a bar, they have Filipino, they have Thai food, they have whatever. They have a chocolate place that sells like chocolate fudge. So if you want dessert or whatever, they have a ice cream place. They have a deli. Anyway, that's all beside the point. But now they have this ramen place. And so we go, and it was really busy, actually. The whole area was really busy. There were people eating outside, and there were people in all the restaurants, and parking was really full, and you know, all of that. And so we're like, okay, we're going to do this ramen thing. And so we go to the ramen restaurant and they have a line. So we're like, okay, no big deal. You know, we weren't really starving. So we were like, okay, well, we'll wait in line. No big deal. And actually, I really liked the decor. They had, I can't even explain it, but they had these it's very plywood heavy. Not painted, just raw plywood. And I can't even describe it. They had put this plywood together and built walls that were look like slats of plywood. And they were completely encasing this area that had a bunch of tables, booths. And they were like 4-seater tables. And then they had a bar area which you sit together. They had a window with a long bar across the window. And then they had a huge communal table and they had a living wall at the end. And the kitchen was open so you could see that. But when we got inside the door, because the line was a little bit outside the door, but it's not a huge restaurant. So, I mean, I don't want to say, it's not like there was a line around the building or anything like that. But we get there and there's a line. And as we move in, we realize they have one person at the bar taking drink orders, and then they have a next. So you do that first, and then they have a next area where you actually order your food, and then they assign you a, like all the seats have numbers on them, even, and the tables have numbers on them. So you order your drink, then you order your food. After you order your food, they assign you a table number or a seat number if you're sitting at the communal table. And then you go do whatever. Well, when we got in there, they were like, we're sorry, the kitchen is backed up and all of our seating is full right now. They said, you can order a drink, but we don't have any seating. So we ordered a drink and I got a sake Mai Tai, a frozen sake Mai Tai. It was really good, actually. And they said, but you can have a seat. We'll come and get you when a table opens up. So we're like, okay. But it was very confusing because I've never eaten at a restaurant where you order your drink, then you go to a second place, and we were kind of confused. I know now, but we were really confused by this whole process because then We ordered a drink, and then we went and sat at a little bench they had for you, like a waiting area. But we could see all the tables, we could see the communal area, we could see the bar, you know, all of that. And so we get there, and we're watching, and there are waitresses. There's a waitress going to the tables and taking orders. So that was the first thing that was confusing to us, because we were like, but wait a minute, I thought you take your order, and then they seat you. Why are they taking orders from people at their table? And we're sitting there for 10 or 15 minutes, and then a table frees up, and we think we're the next in line to get a table, but they don't come over to us. Like, they don't come over to us. And then all of a sudden, some people that were behind us in line get up and place their order and go sit down at one of the communal areas. And at this time, we're like, no, wait, we've been waiting like 20 or 30 minutes at this point, and there's been a table free. And now another table has opened up. Multiple tables are opening up, and they haven't come to us. So Mark is really confused. So he goes over, and he's like, you know, we don't know what's going on. Can you tell us, like, were you going to come over and get us, or, you know, what's going on? Because we were told that somebody would come and get us when it was time for us to sit down. And she said, yes, sir, I'm going to, and I don't know, he said something else, and she's like, would you like to speak to my manager? It was, like, really weird, like, she thought he was mad, and he's like, no, I'm just confused, I don't know what to do, because those people that just ordered were behind us in line, and you haven't come to get us yet. So anyway, so finally she's like, yeah, I'll come get you when something's available for you, when a table's available for you. So we sat at a bench closer to her so she'd have to see us, because there were two benches, just in case she forgot that we were there, you know, and just didn't want to tell us that when he went, you know, when he was confused. Maybe she gave those other people a seat and didn't realize she forgot all about us. I don't know. Oh, the other thing is, for our wait, she gave us this wooden chip that was a token for free edamame next time we come in. Whatever. So then she comes and gets us, and she says, okay, we're ready. And so she has us order at the counter, which I'm again confused because, you know, why were some people getting their order taken at the table and then we were ordering at the counter? Like, I didn't know. So then she goes, okay, you guys are going to sit at the communal table number blah, 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 blah. And I said, oh, I thought we were waiting on a regular table. I don't like communal tables. Is there any way that we could sit at a, you know, at one of, there's an open table in there, or, you know, there are multiple open tables by this point. By this point, like, four or five tables have opened up. And she's like, oh, I'm sorry, if you have to have, she said something about either a special group or you have to be over two people in order for us to sit you at a booth. And I said, well, okay, how do we become a special group? Like, can next time, if we come here again, can I call in and reserve a table in advance? Or, you know, and she just had this, like, blank stare on her face. Like, she didn't know what to do. Like, I was speaking some foreign language. I'm like, well, because I really don't like communal tables. And I understand if you have a long line and everything. But if you have empty tables, or if I call in advance, is there any way that I can get a booth? And she just was not, she was acting like I was speaking Russian or something. She just had this confused look on her face. Like, why would you want a booth? What are you talking about? And I wasn't being mean or anything like that. I don't like communal tables. And there were empty tables. There were empty booths that we could have sat in. There was no one behind us at that point. We were the last ones to get seated. And there were booths open. I was so irritated. And not only that, but the communal table was huge, right? She sat us next to two other people, even though there were open seats that were not next to anyone. It was really weird. So we sit down, and we're next to this couple that's clearly having their first date. And it just felt so awkward to me. We're hearing that first date conversation where they're getting to know each other, you know, and all that kind of stuff. I felt like I was gonna, I don't know, it just felt like I was encroaching on these people's first date. And then I thought, you know, man, before long, should I just, you know, lean over and say, hey, are you going to get a goodnight kiss? You know, or something like that. Because I really felt like I was encroaching on these people's date. So we order the food, and the food ordering was a little bit confusing as well. The menus were confusing. And but I do have to say this. The ramen was really good. I don't usually like ramen because usually it's either bland, like the broth is really bland, or it's very seafoody, like they add seaweed or bonito flakes or nori or, you know, some seafood stuff. Even if you order like one with no seafood in it, generally they find a way to sneak some seafood into the broth, or they put some seaweed, and I don't like, you know, or it's just bland and it tastes like it needs salt. But this was very well seasoned. It was creamy. The noodles were great. It had some little fried chicken pieces on top that were super crispy and super flavorful. It's too bad I'm never going back because I don't want a communal table. Ugh. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ-friendly podcasts at pride48.com. See you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.